Hi, Gone Wild Audio. It's Shitty Voyager episode here. And I've missed you. It's been a little while. And I thought I would tell you what I've been up to lately. So right now I have a vibrator on my clit. It's pretty powerful. It's the Lilo Sona Cruise 2. And it kind of sucks on to the clit and just has these gentle vibrations. It's very good. It's very distracting. So if I lose my train of thought, I apologize, and that's why. So I'm gonna tell you what I did last night. My partner and I went to a swingers club, and it was gangbang night. And well, I'm a kinky slut and I'm an exhibitionist. So I thought this would be a fun thing to do in the new year. Not that I haven't done it twice already last year, but you know, you gotta start the year off with a bang. So I did. So I got in there. So I got to the club with my partner and said hi to people. And that was fun. I'm kind of a regular for the past year or so. So I knew a bunch of people. And then I filled out a form saying my name and if I had any hard nose and whether or not people had to have wristbands beforehand. And so I said yes. And so I handed out wristbands. And so I spent the next couple hours finding people that I wanted to fuck. And I ran into a few people who I know well and who I fucked before. And they all came. You may hear the vibrator more now, and that's because I turned up the setting on it. So I'm probably going to get more spacey, and so I apologize for that in advance. Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Yeah, the really great thing about this vibrator is that even when you get really wet, and I get really, really wet, it just sucks on, so it just stays in the right position for a long time. So it just is, oh, it's just really amazing. It's perfect for edging. So anyway, I had a little bit of a direct digression with my friend. So yeah, he had worked me over earlier in the day and before I got to the party. And so he was just fingering me a little bit. And then at some point, he just was staring at me while he was like just only stroking my leg. And I kind of opened my eyes because he had paused. And I asked what was up. And he's like, I was just looking at you. You're beautiful. And I was like, wow, it was really sweet to hear that because I don't usually get admired quite like that. That's one of the things I really like about him. And then he's like, well, can I just jack off while looking at you? I was like, yes, please. Because I reminded him about my fetish about posting on Tribute Me. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, sometimes I've gone on Reddit and seen photos of women with cum on them, and I just didn't really put it together. So funny, he's not really a Reddit person. So anyway, and then I told him about the tributes that people have done where they're listening to one of my audios. I've sent him my audios, but he didn't put together that kind of special tribute, and I've gotten a few of them. And my favorite one, the person who likes to tribute me, he also cross posts on Gone Wild Audio, which is really fun. So anyway, if you want to do a tribute, listen to me. That would be fucking amazing. So then it was my time for my gangbang. And so I took my clothes. I didn't put them back on. I didn't bother just walking around naked. So I picked up my clothes, I picked up my vibrator, which is the same one I'm using now, and I made my way into the room. And on my way there, I saw this incredibly sexy guy with bright red hair, kind of spiky hair, and really pale, but like in a cute way and pretty fit. And I caught his eye and kind of smiled at him, and he saw I had a glow stick around my neck. That's how the guys knew who had signed up for a gangbang, so they could kind of decide in advance who they might want to fuck. So he's like, what time's your gangbang? I'm like, oh, right now, you know, in this room over here. Do you want to come fuck me? And he's like, yeah, fuck yeah. So I was competing with somebody else. The person I was competing with was actually a guy, and he does, I don't know if he got pegged, because obviously I was having my blowjob at the same time, but, my blowjob, I did have blowjobs also, but he was mainly doing blowjobs, and I guess women were fucking him. I'm not entirely sure what was happening, because like I said, I wasn't there, but apparently it was good. He identifies as a slut on FetLife, so, you know, he was being his slutty self. He's also someone I happened to have fucked before. It was all right. It was okay. Anyway, I digress. So this new guy, the red-haired sexy man, followed me into the room to... I'm gonna get a little closer to the mic here. Is that better? I hope you don't have to turn the volume down too much while you're listening to this. Sorry, I'm fiddling with the mic. I'm obviously too new. I'm too new to Gone Wild audio. Ooh, I hope these whispers are sexy. I hope they come through. Let's see, where was I in my story here? I kind of moved a little, and now I'm really sitting on the vibrator, and I'm even more distracted. So sorry about that. I know some of you don't mind. Let me know in the comments if you mind. Let's see. So he like, there's something about him. Something about him really turned me on. It wasn't just that he was hot. There's something about his personality, and then I figured out what it was a minute later. I was getting into the room. It was really funny because all the guys were like crowded into the room. It was like kind of a small doorway. It was kind of a room off to the side. And then someone was like, wait, but she needs to come in. And they're like, oh, yeah, of course. And so I was like, oh, wow, there's so many people who are interested. This is so fun. Because, the one thing with the Sona Cruise is that as you apply more pressure to it, it increases its intensity. And the problem is when you're sitting on the edge of the bed, like I am, that means that you may accidentally put a large percentage of your body weight on it, and that's not fun, because now it's fuck. Oh, there you go. I'm not gonna edit out these bloopers either. There you go. That's what you get when you listen to shitty Voyager episode. So anyway, I'm getting a little loopy. I vaped a little weed earlier, and that's the other reason I'm a little out of it. Mainly it's the fucking vibrator. Oh wow. Oh, wow. Fuck. Oh, fuck. That's good. Okay. I'm practically edging. I'm almost edging. So anyway, I get into the room and he just locks eyes on me, and he's just focusing all of his energy on me. And he asked if I liked kissing, and I said yes. And so he kissed me like really deeply. And that was a little surprising, because usually in this kind of situation, like, people are kind of waiting for you to get in position, but I hadn't gotten onto the stirrup chair. Yeah, the chair is really like this frog chair where you have stirrups. I'm not kidding. I found it a little weird the first time, but then and then one time I used it and it was fun. Anyway, so you're just kind of elevated for everyone to see, and guys like it because they have like really easy access. But damn, I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, so I hadn't even gotten in the chair yet, and he was kissing me, and he was a really good kisser, really firm and rough, which is what I like. And raised the intensity a little. And yeah, so I had the vibrator in my hand, and he kissed me, and he looked down on it, and he said, "Oh, which one is that?" And I told him, and he's like, "Oh, that's a good one. I like that. I have it. Do you want me to be the one in charge of your vibrator?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "What do I like? What kinds of things do I like?" And that was when I suspected that he was into kink because I also go to kink events. Not that many lately, because for some reason at the kink events, there aren't that many people fucking. There's like these areas where people are putting on a performance with like ropes or, various kinds of bondage or a ball gag or whatever. And there aren't that many people fucking. In fact, apparently at some of these venues, people are kind of like, they're kind of told not to, which is weird. I mean, you just tied somebody up. Why wouldn't you fuck them after that? Like, I don't know. So actually, that was a conversation I had last night. It's kind of funny. Anyway, that was a conversation I had with him actually later that night. So anyway, I had a clue and I told him I liked having my hair pulled and I liked kissing. And I especially like having a hand on my throat. And he said, "Good girl." And he asked what I wanted to be called. And I told him my name. And I told him that I also like to be called Princess. And so then he told me his name. I don't always know the names of the guys I fuck before I fuck them, or after. There was at least one guy's name I didn't know, but I generally like to. In this case, it was actually kind of hot doing it anonymously like that. Some of the women actually, they have their partner kind of watching them, making sure they're okay, and they're blindfolded, and they just have. Like the one woman I saw, she was lying there and she was really hot. I liked her breasts and I have a bit of a breast fetish and she had a really nice ass. And so she what she'd requested when people announced her was, well, anyone could come. It didn't have to be a person with a wristband. So I should have seen the men crowded around her. Oh my God. I think the guys were also really into the fact that she had a blindfold on. I don't know if I want to do that, but I'm considering it now. And she had requested that there always be three or four guys working her at any time. And there were. The guys did not disappoint. One of my friends started fucking her, and I kind of made eye contact with him, and he smiled at me, and he just, he was so hot, damn it, I stopped talking about my, oh, I don't think you mind, do you? You don't mind. Let me know in the comments if you mind. I know I'm really goofy. So she had a blindfold on, and all these guys were fucking her. And I was standing. I was sitting. I was sitting behind her on a couch. My partner was sitting on the floor and he was playing with my breasts, and we were both like staring at her, and like we actually, I couldn't even see her, to tell you the truth. I saw like parts of her, but there were that many men crowded around trying to get in, or waiting their turn, I should say. They were all very polite. And the guys who were actually doing things to her, and she was having so much fucking fun, and the sound she was making. So anyway, my friend finished fucking her, and he like was out of breath. And then, and I was like, oh, I hope he can still fuck me later. Because I had planned to. But don't worry, that story has a happy ending. And, oh yeah, I could tell you about that. Fuck. This was pretty much the most ridiculously, like, debauched event I have ever had. Like, just, it was, I had had some trauma lately, so I had to get it out. And so what I did was, I was sitting behind her and I had this vibrator on my clit, and I was wearing a skirt. I didn't have a top on anymore. And I wasn't wearing panties then. Top is gold and glittery, and you could make out the outline of my nipples really well. Maybe I'll take a photo of that and send it to someone if they want it. Did I mention that I'm an exhibitionist? Although I don't wear that shirt out in public. I just at this party, I like to. I mean, most people are gonna see me naked anyway. So anyway, oh fuck, the setting just went up. Yeah, I really apologize for being so random in this. I didn't think I would ramble quite this much. But this, I didn't use this vibrator the last time. And like sitting on the edge of the bed, I think I'm gonna just do this from now on. Even when I don't have a microphone. I keep turning away. Let me turn back to you. Hi. Here I am. Right. So, I was sitting on the couch. I had the vibrator on my clit. I'm watching him fuck her, and then he's done, and another guy takes over. And, you know, I think at some point, she had her hand free, and someone said, hey, she has a hand free, who's going to step up? And it was so cool, because everyone in the room was kind of looking out for her and making sure she was able to service as many men as possible in her half hour allotted time slot. So then her partner was watching the whole time, and he had this big grin on his face. And her partner is really hot too, and he's in the story later too. And so he's watching and he's smiling, and then he gets out the lube. And I'm like, whoa, why did he do that? Because she was clearly wet, like you could hear how wet she was. And he put it all over his fingers and on his knuckles. And I was like, oh. And he had this grin on his face, and my partner, who's really wants to fist me, we haven't gotten to it yet. Well, we haven't been able to get me stretched out enough. He got all excited, and then her partner started fisting her, and she had been loud the entire time, because you could tell she's just as much of a slut. Well, she's probably a little sluttier. She's certainly more advanced. So, she's like, holy shit. And I'm like, oh, wow. Well, obviously her partner really knows how to touch her. But then I realized he's fisting her in the gangbang. And the thing is, with gangbangs and swinger parties in general, it's like, they're not like what you see in porn scenes at all. And I'm sorry. I hope this is sexy. I'm just going off on a tangent now. You know, and like, in porn is really produced, right? You see, like, the, you know, the times that the guys are all hard and like they don't like go limp, and they're all performers, and so they're used to like this. And some guys, many guys actually, you know, they're in the setting, and it's like makes them nervous, and I don't blame them. I mean, like, for women we have lube. It's no, there's no like easy equivalent for a guy. So anyway. Like, so that's what I was saying. Like, it sounds like super, sounds, probably the whole scene sounds a lot like what you'd see in a porn movie, but it's not usually how sex is at this party. It's usually just people one-on-one and some threesomes, but like, you know, a few screamers, but mainly it's just like, I don't know, imagine a house party where people are fucking, you know, and like, not everyone's super hot like you see in porn, but this woman was pretty fucking hot. And her partner was really fit, and so anyway, so he's fisting her, and then she squirted. Now I couldn't see because I was behind her, but apparently it like shot up, and like everyone was like, whoa. And so she sat up, and someone said, let's give this woman a hand. And so everyone was clapping at the end of that, and it was fucking amazing, like the energy in the room, like we were all just fucking watching her get fucked, which, you know, obviously it was like this huge turn on for her. It was like, I don't know how many people, like 30 at least, maybe 40, because people could walk through the room and get through to another adjoining room. So anyway, where was I? Right, so the guy. So then I suspected, or I should say I hoped that he was a dom, because like there just aren't that many kink people at these kind of sex parties, and as I said, the kink parties often don't have a lot of sex, and like for me, like you fucking do all of it, right? You know, like I don't know, I've never done kink without sex. To me, it's like foreplay. So anyway, I got, I think he slapped my ass as I was walking up, and I have a very curvy ass, and he kind of looked at it appreciatively, which I always like, because I love turning guys on. It's not just the, you know, feeling good about myself and all that. Like, the main reason I like it is I love turning men on. Well, I love turning everyone on, really. But I especially love turning men on. And I love fucking men. And I love men watching me masturbate. So anyway, I got in the chair and I got in the stirrups. And I put the vibrator on my clit. And this guy, the dom, found out he's a dom, and very fucking experienced dom, is that like he's been doing it for fucking 10 years and he knows all the organizers, like this guy. Oh, I'm really fucking seeing him again. Like, I'm so excited. So he tells me to scoot down, and then he starts fucking. And then he immediately starts pulling my hair. And then he sees how much I'm responding to him pulling harder and harder. And I'm usually not into pain, but something about him, his energy, him being a dom and not just someone who likes to be rough in bed, an actual fucking dom. Just, even have to fuck me to hear those moans. So then he was fucking me really hard, and then at some point he put both his hands on my neck and was like kind of put his weight on my upper chest, kind of collarbone type area, and then was just pounding me. Jesus. It's just, oh god, just the combination of those two things, getting fucked really well and someone who was that dominant, like his energy. Jesus. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have to tell him that I've talked about him so extensively. Hopefully he'll like that. You can see I really want to please him. So he just kept fucking me harder and holding me down and just and then he looked over and there was a guy standing near my face and he's like, suck his cock. He told me to suck the guy's cock, and I did gladly. And I said yes. And then he leaned up and he whispered in my ear, yes, sir, and kind of pulled my hair a little harder. And I just fucking, like, I just couldn't even speak after that. He, like, he got this grin on his face. Like, oh, wow. He's like, I think that's when he knew. He knew I was a sub. And just how submissive I am. And, I keep forgetting to get close to the mic. Sorry. I'm really sorry. I'll do better next time. So then I said, yes, sir. And I sucked the other guy's cock. Then I had another guy's cock in my hand. And even though I wanted to know everyone who was fucking me, my partner was there making sure they all had condoms on and that I was enjoying myself and I wasn't getting hurt. At that point, I just, everything just kind of got out of focus and I just had closed my eyes and he was just fucking me and telling me what a good little slut I was and how much he liked my greedy pussy. And he kept calling me princess. And then he saw how excited I got from the choking. And he put his hand on my nose. He put his fingers on, pinched my nose. And he looked at me and he kind of looked for my approval. And he said I should tap his hand if it's too much. And he was staring at me the whole time, making sure I was okay. And I noted and he did it. And I don't have a lot of experience with breath play. I've only tried it with my partner, who was also new to it, but Jesus Christ, giving him power like that, knowing I'm safe, knowing I can tap his hand anytime, and he'll let me go, and all these men around me who just want me to please me, want to please me, and who want me to fuck them, and they want nothing more than my body. Sex toy. It's one of my kinks. I want to be taken and fucked. Anyway, and then my friend who I'd seen fuck the other woman earlier, he fucked me, and then he used his fingers on me, and then the dom, he's the Lilo on me. This Lilo. This Lilo used on me. And then he stood over me and saw that I was getting more and more excited and he figured out where on my clit to put it. And the other guy, my friend, he kept fingering me harder and harder. And my partner was stroking my legs. He was telling me I was such a good girl. Such a good girl. And, oh God. And then the dom told me not to come. He told me I had to beg for permission. And I said, please, can I come? And he said, and he took away the vibrator off my clip. And he said, please, what? And I said, please, sir. And he put the vibrator back and he said, yes, princess. Come now, come for us. And it just fucking came. And it came really hard. And I think I probably squirted at least a little. And it was fucking And then he saw how overwhelmed I was by all of it. And he said, "Princess, I think you want to get on your knees and get fucked. What do you think?" And I said, "Yes. Yes, sir, I do." It's amazing how easily I submit to him. Jesus. Oh, he does something to me. And then he said he was getting the mattress. He was changing the mattress on the bed because it turned out there wasn't one. And he told me to suck this guy's cock while he did it. And the mattress was taking longer. And so he looked over and he's like, "Suck all their cocks." And they all came over. And I had seen this in porn. I didn't think I'd want it this much. I mean, I thought it was okay. I mean, usually when at the oral, I want to have a personal connection with someone. I want to look in his eyes and see how much he's enjoying it. And instead, I had all these guys looking at me, and they were all moaning. I wasn't even doing my best work, to be honest. I was just so overwhelmed by all the emotions, but they loved it. I think they loved taking their turn. This one guy was stroking my hair, and he was telling me how pretty I was. And he was talking to the other guys, and he says, "Oh my god, she sucks so good. She's fucking beautiful." It was amazing. So then the dom got me on my knees, and he told the guys to fuck me. He took them and told them to take turns. And that was the hottest part of the whole thing. I'd had gangbangs before, but none as hot as this one, because he was ordering everyone around. He was using them to please me. It was just, oh my god, the energy. The energy between us. Fuck. I've already had 2 messages back and forth with him today, trust me. I looked up his photos. There's one where he was a sexy Santa and not wearing a shirt. And he had a whip in one hand and a paddle in the other. He had the most devious smirk on his face. Oh, fuck. So anyway, he told the guys to fuck me. He had me suck this guy off, but then he saw I couldn't take it anymore because I was getting fucked so hard I couldn't even think straight. I could hardly stand. And then I basically fucked, and then I just kind of fell over and I couldn't move. And by then, my gangbang time was over, but it was the last one of the night. And so we kind of just laid down, and it was my partner, and he was laying down next to me. And he grabbed the vibrator, and he asked if I wanted it. And I said no, because I was so tired. My pussy was just worked over. I was just so sensitive. And then my friend came over, and he was cuddling me, and he's got kind of a hairy chest, this kind of nice curly hair. He's a top. He identifies as a top rather than a dom, but you know, he's not as much into the power exchange. But oh, he's so fucking sensual, like everything about him. And he's looking at me and stroking my face and saying how sexy I am and how eager I was. And I was really fucking eager, because I fucking needed this so much. I had such a bad experience for New Year's Eve, and I needed these men to just make it better. And they really did. This was like one of the most crowded parties I'd ever seen. So anyway, he's stroking my face, and he was telling me how pretty my hair is, how excited he was to see me again. And then we were cuddling, and my partner really likes to cuddle, and so I was telling my partner, I was like, "Yeah, this is the guy who cuddled me for a half hour. That's not common, just finger party, you know, people are kind of coming and going." And I was like, "Well, he's into kink, he knows the importance of aftercare." And he does. And so they both kind of cuddle me. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I'm like thinking this is it for me for the night, right? Because, you know, my friend fucked me and my partner was there and he, you know, gotten a lot of attention from me earlier that night. So then my friend just starts stroking my body. So he was kind of sitting facing me and then he starts kissing me. My partner's behind me, he's stroking me, stroking my body, just like my skin and my breasts, but not in a very sexual way. And I'm moaning a little because my partner's grabbing my ass, which I love. I love that. I think most women do, honestly. And he got really hard again. And so he's like, oh, I'm touching myself a little. And I'm like, please do. Please do. And I told him I had a masturbation fetish. And he told me, he's the organizer of one of the masturbation parties that we have near here where women get bukkake and all kinds of things. So I was like, fuck. That's amazing. Yes. And so I told him about Tribute Me and he's like, yes, that's awesome. It's like basically the online equivalent of a masturbation party. Come on, guys. You gotta get out there. You gotta find these parties. Don't stay at home all the time. But do continue to give me tributes, please. Even if you get it elsewhere. So anyway, I was like thrilled and he's like, oh yeah, you have to come to the next party, and my partner and I are both already interested. We just never made it to one. So he's jacking off and he's like, oh, I'd love to keep doing this. And so he did. And he's like, do you want to watch me do it or you want to touch me? I'm like, I want to fucking watch you do it because I love watching guys jack off. And so he's like, oh god, I want to come, where should I come? And I said, wherever you want. Because I really like him. He's really sweet. And I really get off on guys getting off. And so I said, wherever you want. He said, your face. I said, okay. And I have never had a guy come on my face before. I thought it was a little humiliating. But for him, I didn't feel that. So I said, let's do it. And so I got him all excited while he was laying down. And he was just, oh, he was making all these noises. And kind of, he gets all growly. So, guys, if you do audios and you want me to listen to them, some of you know me, most of you don't. The ones who are listening to this, please, 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 please growl for me. Fuck. The guys I sexed with, some of you who are on Reddit, you know this. I will periodically say, please. Please just send me a short clip of you growling and saying my name. Thank you. And they always say yes. They're so nice. So he gets ready to do it. So he's growling and I'm like, oh my god, he's close. He's close. Fuck, he's close. Yes. And he gets up and he's like gunning over my face. And I'm like, fuck, this is so hot. Like, because I'm looking up, I'm seeing his cock, I'm seeing his face. And I look over and my partner is jacking off too. And I'm like, whoa, wouldn't it be cool if... And then they both shoot their cum on my face at the same time. And I'm like, holy fucking shit, you're kidding me. And it was amazing. Like, so... I don't really care, like, to get in my eyes, but it was fine. It didn't really get in my eyes. But, oh, my God, your face is so much more sensitive than, like, other parts of your body. And it was so warm. And it was, like, just the sensation of the cum against my skin turned me on. And, like, just this reminder of all these, oh, my God, I'm really into orgasms. See, I'm not that much into cum, but the fucking orgasm. Oh, and the cum is a visual demonstration, especially when it's warm. Fuck. So then I was like, I looked to my partner, I said, that was great. And he's like, is it in your eye? I'm like, no, but I can't open my eyes, sweetie. Please wipe it off. And so he did. And then I was on my way out and I was still in one of the sex areas. We were about to go into the area where you have to be wearing clothes. And One of my friends, the one who had cuddled me earlier and done all the G-spot stuff for earlier in the day. So he sees me and he thinks I'm leaving. And he's like, hey, wait, don't leave. I can't come out there because I'm naked. And I was like, I'll be right back. I just have to wash the cum off my face. it was so funny. Just like grinned and he's like, oh, you look like you've had fun. He was very happy to see that. He's such a giver. Anyway, I washed my face and I hugged and kissed the guys and like, so my friend that I fucked him before several times and he's always been so complimentary. This time he was like, oh, I had such a good time. And then he pulled my hair a little. I actually met him at a kink event. It was a hair pulling and face slapping workshop. I kid you not. So I went in there. I was like, I don't know about the face slapping, but I want to learn. I want my partner to learn how to pull my hair properly. Fuck it. And then face slapping is pretty cool too. So that's where I met my friend. So every time he sees me, he pulls my hair because he practiced on me at the end of that workshop. And so then we kissed and stuff. And then I ran into the Dom. I was so hoping I would have because he'd left. And he and I had this lovely chat and we talked about various things. And he told me that I haven't really experienced what Dom like him can offer. He wasn't trying to hit on me. He was just saying, you need to get more of this. And he told my partner to be more vigorous with the breath play. And he's like, this woman, he's like, however much you're doing it, do more. And I was surprised because I didn't think, well, I guess I really have a thing for the throat. That's my thing. And now you're all discovering it along with me. I didn't think I'd like breath play or facial, double facials. I mean, that just seemed like something you'd see in porn that women pretended to like. I mean, most porn actresses probably pretend to like it. I didn't realize probably many of them like it. Even though this is a ramble fap, I wasn't planning on coming. Well, I didn't think I could. Because I came on this morning and I've just gotten so wet telling you about this story and imagining you listening to it and and how responsive I was to the whole thing. I really was. I'm letting out my slutty side. Just, going crazy. And then when I was leaving, he was gonna spend the night. And I wasn't. And he told me that if I were staying, he would fuck me again. I didn't realize because there was a lot going on. Oh fuck. I'm coming. Fuck. Okay. So yeah, that was my night. And then this morning I posted on Facebook and I said, I got a very unexpected present from my partner last night. And the kiss emoji. So there's my sexy night. And yeah, I hope you like it. I apologize for the quality of this ramble fap. I'm going to listen and do better next time. But tell me what you like, especially with the improvised stuff. I'm not going to probably do anything scripted, but yeah.